Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, honorable members. We are about to have a hearing for the South African National Convention Bureau, and that bureau is represented by Ms. Amanda Kotzentapo, the executive manager of the National Convention Bureau. She's seated over there, hiding behind the laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is no delegation from the National Department of Tourism, and then there is the staff from the ministry that is going to run, and this Petra Van Nickel. Terry, are we having some apologies?
No, I haven't received anything.
So far, we have not received any apologies. So, without much ado, Sister Olive, are we having any apologies?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's fine. Let us then continue. You are welcome, Ms. Kotzentapo, and what the committee really wants to hear is whether there is change. There has been restructuring, which is change, but that change results in change. That is the first thing. And then change, have reallocated resources, anticipating the tasks and the mandates that were assigned to us. And the capacities, are you well capacitated to face the tasks ahead? And then have you done the task? And then if so, what are the results? And then what are your future plans, future targets? And shortcomings, perhaps, if there are any, and for either from FA Tourism or from the department or any other quota in government or elsewhere. And the issue of funding. Is funding only from the government, the central government? If so, why? Because the other cities are benefiting as well. Or are you working together with cities in order to achieve the most out of your mandate? And then, thirdly, in the industry, there are often associations of cities which then tend to compete with each other. They may be from one country, they may be from different countries. What are your experiences as far as that is concerned? Are we getting a constructive competition between, for instance, Johannesburg and Cape Town, a constructive competition between Durban and Cape Town, East London, Port Elizabeth? Are we not marginalizing the smaller East London and the smaller PE because perhaps the other ones have got more resources and capacities? And then if so, what is your role in order to make sure that there is geographic spread in the country? And then the development of the industry, are we developing the industry as part of the mandate? And there are often big sports events in the country. For instance, there is this Mandela Cup, I think it is going to be sometime in July. Big thing, soccer and rugby. Do you feature there? And then if so, how do you feature? If not, what are your plans for the future in order to optimize the opportunities these events present for the country? This is our interest. We have read your interesting contribution, and then perhaps you can lead us through. But from our side, we want to see whether the resources of government are used as they ought to be, and then are we getting value for money, and then if so, is it optimal, or perhaps is there an opportunity to improve? That is what the committee would like to hear from the Chief Executive Officer of the South African National Convention Bureau, because if I keep you calling you by the name, Ms. Amanda Kotwe, you forget that you are the South African National Convention Bureau head. So over to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Is it okay? Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm really excited about it. I think when I just started, I was also with it. And I say that I hope that I can get everyone in the country excited about the potential of this event. But then you asked about, you know, we got money, we have business plan that we executed. So I will start with our annual target and then look at the deliverables and the performance indicators. One of the deliverables were that you have to approve and sign off a strategy through a lot of consultation, and I'll go a little bit deeper into that later on. The board signed off on 20 May 2012, so just a year, and signed off our strategy. So we know where we want to go and how we see all those things that you were talking about, the spread of the business, make sure that we are equipped and that our industry is well equipped and skilled. Then we should be fully operational at the end of this of the last financial year, 31st March 2012. Also didn't got full this bank. I have tried that I didn't put in here. If I knew that I could actually, you know, get some money out of, you know, it meant to help me to get some more money out of it in here. But in the strategy, it was very clear that that it's quite ambitious what we want to get, the 57%, you know, of growth. But at the moment, we do it, and the reason why we can do it is because we have the industry behind us, one, and two, we have all the provincial tourism authorities specifically that look after the city today. So you'll see later on where I have it. They are all behind us. And together we can actually make it work. Our website should be refined. Our first phase is done. We are busy with the second phase, and we hope to launch around about the full place on the new website. Of course, there's two things that we need to see. One, we are a unit of South African tourism. So we're not outside South African tourism. So when I say that we have a website, it's just our pages that we revamp and make sure that it's easy for people to come onto our website, where it's a little bit more on the business event focus and not just the leisure side, but it goes together. So it's not a new website, it's the same website, southafrica.net, www.southafrica.net, but just with focus on our side. We had to develop and implement a bidding and subvention policy. We just got our last board meeting our subvention policy approved, and I will go into that as well. We have to implement the standard industry accepted CRM as a customer relations management. Now, at the convention bureau, that is something, even for all the other provinces and cities, it's something that we actually cannot go without. The reason for that is that this is all about networking. You talk about associations and how we compete and how do we bid for this. We lost relationships over a period of 4, 5, 6 years before we really get events coming to us or business events coming to us. So we just prepared the CRM system, and we will be the first country in the world that actually will roll out a provincial customer relation management system. Never before did it happen. For us, what the importance of that is exactly what you were saying, is the strategy building of our industry and also of our provinces. We were supposed to have a database of 60 qualified leads, and leads really just those possibility events, that business events, and I'm talking about associations and corporate meetings, remember. I do not talk about the big sports events, and we can go into that. We did 79, we qualified 79 leads. And these leads are, that is what actually will make us successful or not, because that is the number of meetings that we can bring. So if we don't go after leads, I always say, as South African tourism, we are a marketing organization, but the convention, you know, is really about selling and conversion. So it's not just about marketing. For us, it's a one-on-one, it's very strategic. The billboards help us to position our country, but it will not help us to actually bring a meeting here. We sought and submit 50 bids, that was our target, with an estimated economic impact of 162 million rand and 18,000 delegates. With our partners, we submitted 46 bids, with an estimated economic impact of just over a billion rand and an estimated delegate number of 76,589. Now, the reason why, because some people will say that maybe you take your targets too low. The reason why that is that the only basis we have for this, for these targets, is the association meeting. According to the FICA, International Conference and Conventions Association, and they say that an average association meeting has 600 delegates. Because South Africa is a long haul destination, we see that it actually amounts to much more. So I would say in South Africa, your average association meeting is around about 800 to 1,000 plus. Very little time if we actually have the 600. Then just to say, where are we? You know, did we go better? Did we go worse? We definitely did go better. We are still ranked the number one destination in Africa and the Middle East for conventions. We are ranked number 37 in the world. As long haul destinations, we are in the top 15. The regional state and footprint, we had improved, and you will see later on if I talk about it. We hosted in 2011, we hosted 86 international association meetings. In 2012, we hosted 106 international conferences, association conferences, with an economic value of 662 million and 52,587 delegates and 414 conferences. So, according to the 2012 FICA ranking, South Africa is still on the continent. We still host more or less a third of all meetings. And if you can recall, when I just started, I said the potential is actually that there are 6,000 meetings that rotate around the world. And of that, we only host just over 300 on the continent. And so the potential is still huge for us, and that is why we focus specifically on association meetings. What is very, for us, very good is that a small town like Stellenbosch is now ranked number 7 in Africa. Johannesburg doubled the association meetings. They had 8 in 2011, and in 2012 they had 16. And for us, that also gives us a lot of confidence that people are coming back. You know, all the issues that people are looking at, security and safety, and, you know, can we actually host it? We believe that if a city like Johannesburg, that really are supposed to be one of our forerunners when it comes to this kind of meeting, can host now, getting up in the rank is very good for us. So they are now ranked number 3 on the continent. Number 2, just for interesting sake, if you want to know, is Nairobi. So first Cape Town, second Nairobi, third Johannesburg, and fourth Durban. We also hold the 5 of our cities are ranked in the top 10. So out of the top 10, we have 5. And I think that Pretoria is the number 9 place, or one, the number 9 place. But I have to say that, do we say that there were no meetings in places like, no, there were meetings in Nelson Mandela Bay, Port Elizabeth, there were meetings in East London, but it's like 1, 2 or so. So they are ranked much lower, but they did host meetings. Kimberley hosted international association meetings. So we do see that. But I think for us as South Africa, on the continent, and even against the Middle East, you know, we are really, you know, Egypt was always our competition. Because of all the unrest, they really fell alongside and are actually nowhere to be found. What did they do? They just announced that they actually set up a national convention bureau. Because I think they realized that they need to actually get back into the game. Now I just quickly want to talk about what is in the pipeline, if I could put it like that, for the next 5 years. We submitted, like I said, 46 bids already in 2012-13 financial year. Just over 1 billion rand and 76,500 and something delegates. Over the next 5 years, South Africa secured already 88 international association meetings to be staged between 2013 and 2017, actually 4 years now. The estimated economic impact is 2.6 billion over 5 years, and the estimated delegates is 198,900, just under 200,000. Just to say to you, and this is just really a breakdown, so all that I did with that 88 was just to show you more or less in which year it is. So in 2030, there's 38 already secured. For 2040, there's 21 secured. In 2015, 17, 2060, 10, and you will see, I can actually go on to 2020 because we already secured meetings also for 2020, but let us keep it to 2017 because we have revised that strategy. And in 2017, it's already secured. As you know, this is, like I said in the beginning, it's a long term. It's not, you know, you go today and tomorrow you know that you, we can meet someone in 2030 and only be able to bid for the 2017 meeting. And that is just the nature of our business, for everyone in the state. How do we get the strategy signed off? Here you also talked about how, you know, all the provinces, are everyone involved, are we actually working together? I think when we started the strategy, everyone said that our peers in overseas markets, if we can get it right, that we can actually work together, we will be on every stage. And I have to say to you, it already happened. I just returned from China and want to know how do we actually get it right. And I went to a concert there to speak on a conference, and people do. They cannot believe that we actually say there is co-opposition, as we all call it now, mm-hmm. instead of competition. And that is a good thing because, and I'll give you a few examples where we as all the provinces and cities actually could pull together and say, you know, where there was competition for instance in Cape Town and Durban or Durban and Johannesburg, how we actually used less money to actually get a good outcome. We went through a consultation process and did research, gaining edge and ground research, did the research for us. So we have in our strategy is built on, I would say 400 slides of research. It says, well, who's our competition? How much we actually fight the competition? You know, meaning like, who's the strongest on the continent and also in the world? Because, as you know, these meetings rotate. So we were always up against, like for instance, Northern Hemisphere. Many times we compete against, for instance, Australia. You know, Southern Hemisphere against Northern Hemisphere. So we will compete against Australia. But is it competition? Because if they help each other, the meeting can always come to us afterwards. So it just depends on the year. We did internal consultations with our SAT team. As one of the ECB teams. Then we did with all the provinces. We went now, we finished to go to all 9 provinces. We did workshops in all of them. And also you'll see at the end for the way forward, even now with our campaign, where everyone was involved. Then we also went to the business events industry. We had them all in our meetings. And you also see that they actually signed a pledge to help us. As the industry, because of resources, like I said in the beginning, and you also asked about that thing, and the committee wants to know, because of resources, if we try to do it all by ourselves, we will never win it. And then, because we are up against people like Malaysia, with a bidding fund of twice our budget, and then they also have a budget, you know, so that's always the issue that we will sit with, that people actually have a lot of more money to go out there and do it. But as the industry we pull together, you know, then we will be able to win much more. We also then went to SA Tourism or to Tourism Organization, South Africa Tourism Organization, that we also, and part of that came a coordinating council. This is our organization, just to say to you, this is the people that are working in the convention here. The two ladies, one is in the UK, the one is in North America, and then we will also have a representation company in Europe as well as in Asia, so that we can actually get more of those leads. The rest of the people is in our Eastern headquarters in the South African Tourism Board. Remember I said that we, you know, we just we need to do all, everything together. So what we did was, with the South African Association of the Concrete Industry, SAFI, that is our, it's our SAFA, if I can put it like that, okay, SAFA, that is the industry that industry association that we all belong to, that we work with. What we did, therefore, that is where our business events industry are, or the meetings industry are. And what we did is that we actually did a campaign, Winners One. On the left-hand side, I know it's really small, but you will hear now. If you allow me to, I'll just make it nice for us here, and it's not my voice. But they signed a pledge that they actually will help us to meet our targets. And we did that last year at the SAFI conference in Johannesburg, Fourways.
Any of these associations that we're talking about.
We generated 150 leads in total, and 60 of those were, as we call it, hot leads that really would come confirm their business in the next 2 years. 55 of those were required further engagement. And remember, I said it's all about building relationships, bring them out, understand the South African turnovers, and 35 were of low interest. But sometimes that 35 are actually surprising, the ones that move up in the first week. And the shows that we attend, trade shows, trade fairs, the PIBC in Barcelona, PIBC in China, IMEX in Frankfurt, Germany, and IMEX America in Las Vegas, and AIM in Australia. So you can see that it's more or less covering where we know our potential is coming from. I just want to say this about this slide here, is that what is very important is that the National Convention Bureau cannot be only working in the markets that led to harvest, because our delegates come from all over. Some people come from the smallest place that we don't even know, you know, where on the map you actually find it on the map. And that is the potential of the Convention Bureau. So we are not just going where the markets are for leisure, because the delegates that belong to an association, if he's a professional or a doctor or a lawyer, and he belongs to these international associations, can be from anywhere in the world. And our biggest the focus where we need to be is where the headquarters are. And most of the headquarters of associations, number one is in Geneva, two is in Brussels, UK and four Paris. So that is enough for America, also Washington and so on. But for us, that is where the headquarters of the associations, and those are the people. Like I always say, you can influence one person to influence a board like, or a committee like of 10 people to actually bring 10,000 people to our country. That is as easy as that. It's not about, that's why I was saying about billboards. Billboards, from a marketing perspective, are good for us, but no one is going to make a decision that is a professional that, oh, South Africa is a nice place to come to if I see a nice picture of a lion on the board. So it's very much done it value. Then just to say, why did we do all the work? The other resources, how did we report ourselves? The first one that I needed, that I did speak a little bit about, and I really will just go through it quickly, is the Business Events Coordinating Council, as we call it. That is all the provincial tourism authorities that has a business event unit. They are all there. It's all the convention bureaus. So we have official convention bureaus in our country. We have Durban and KwaZulu-Natal Convention Bureau, the Johannesburg Convention Bureau, Gauteng Convention Bureau, Tshwane Convention Bureau, and Cape Town and Western Cape Convention Bureau. Then I would say we have second tier, where they're not having a full-fledged convention bureau, but they also participate in the coordinating council. And that is places like now the Mandela Bay, Eastern Cape are now looking at the convention bureau. I'm going there in the beginning of July to help them to do some training so that we can get it going. Financial, of course, finance will always be a big thing, if you know, in the provinces from a tourism perspective. Then we also have Kimberley, Northern Cape, that also is looking at setting up a convention bureau. I had a training session with they appointed a head of a convention bureau for Limpopo. And then Mpumalanga has a business events unit, and North West also has a business tourism, they call it, business tourism unit. So as a country, there is not a place or a province where we actually don't have a footprint. And all these people come together four times a year or more, depending on what we, of course, we meet much more the past few months, because it was important for us, for all of us, to agree on the strategy, to make sure that we understand the billing policy, to make sure that we all agree on the subvention policy and all those things. So, the resolutions was the term of reference for bit of guidelines, that is the coefficient here that we were talking about, criteria for convention bureaus, because you know when people come into our country or even our industry that is normally professional conference organizers or even convention centers, hotels, they want to know that they are dealing with convention bureaus that give a certain service. So if I call myself a convention bureau, there must be a certain criteria that I need. We have the Bayesian Protocol guidelines that we clarified and agreed on. I already spoke about the CRM system where we do need the customer relations management. First in the world that will be around that we actually roll out in all the provinces, and financially we will carry the licenses first, we save up, and then everyone will, as they can, put some money in the kitty. Some inspections and transcripts, terms and conditions, because that is important. Before, when I was the head of the Cape Town Convention Bureau, we never had any money to pay, for instance, for air tickets for people to come and do site inspections. And we had to really beg and plead, you know, the association to pay for themselves. Sometimes they were willing, sometimes they were not willing, and if they were not willing, then simply you were not in the run. They would just cut you out of the competition. But what we did now is to say that the provinces will handle the site inspections, groundwork, and as South African National Convention Bureau, we will assist according to like criteria for air tickets for site inspections. We have a strategic approach to delicate beauty, so that we not run around with everyone putting another brand up or a logo. But also the responsibility for on-site event services, and Chair, this is very technical, so I don't want to go too deep in these things, but this is services at the convention that I was doing this. We have, we just appointed a research company to actually do research for us so we know what is this industry value, because that is a big question that our industry always asks. And include the collection of data for SA 20. It's very important that we get from everyone, because even a place like Grain Council, for instance, they actually need it. That makes a huge difference for us, that we actually, in our ranking, that we have those two meetings collected or, you know, notified to ECO. Then we also, in our board, very general, tourism, and we all agree that we need a committee. Well, all over the world, you have an advisory committee, as they call it, for convention, you know. And they just come together also three or four times a year and help to bring the industry perspective. And we did appoint, the board appointed a subcommittee. It's basically a subcommittee of the marketing committee of the board. And then, of course, their roles and responsibilities, as I say, was just to really advise and review our strategies. Customer relations management system, I already spoke about that. I don't think I need to go even further. Subvention policy, I already said earlier that places like, for instance, Dubai or Malaysia or even Australia, you know, there are times that we go up against Melbourne, and the city like Durban will go up against Melbourne. And we will for sure have to raise this. They will all say that. And then Melbourne walk in and say that they will put $1 million on the table. And you can imagine where the machine is going. It's a bribery, not counted. I don't think, you know, I call it bribery. They say that, you know, so whoever thinks in the minute must say that I say bribery. But you know what, the problem is it's here to stay. It's not going to go away. So associations, as we can imagine, they are NGOs. So they are not a business. So they don't make money. The only money that they make is basically through their membership and then if they do their conference. So if the conference costs more than what the membership is actually bringing in, then they have a problem to come to a destination. The example that I gave you was really an unfortunate example, you know, where Melbourne went in. Because as destinations, when we meet each other at trade shows and trade fairs, there is also a destination to agreement that we won't, you know, play a little bit dirty, if I can put it that way. But if you look at what we then did is that because when we always say to people we're a third world country with much more problems and much more needs than, you know, to give to an association $1 million, that means now it's 10 million rand. You know, that we must get away. We can't. And I will use a real example. The AIDS Society came to South Africa, as you know, in 2000. And we had the opportunity now again to bid for it. They then came to us and said, they said that we need to give them 20 million rand or something. And I said, please, no one. They said, thank you very much, we will not bid. And then we started to take government objectives to them. We wrote a letter in our bid. We wrote a letter to them and say, the objectives of our country. There are specific things that we need to look after. Because remember in the beginning, when the Convention Bureau and you, the committee, were very instrumental in that, was set up. The Convention is in a country for legacy purposes. It's for educational purposes. If we host the AIDS Society meeting, then so many more people and practitioners can go to that meeting. If that same meeting is in a place like Melbourne, only 50 participants maybe can go there. But if the meeting is here, 1,000 can go to the meeting because it's here. It's not the cost. So you have then the possibility to train people, to educate, to even influence the outcome of that meeting. When we say to them that if you look at the AIDS specifically, we are the number one. Durban is the highest HIV positive in Durban, highest rate. So where else in the world, never mind on the continent, do you want to actually host such a meeting? If you want to, your association has truly, you know, want to go after your objective as you put it, there is no other place to actually host it. And we do not have 20 million. So you either come for the right reason or, you have to go somewhere else. Well, we won the meeting. It is coming back to South Africa. We will be the only country that hosts it twice. Washington is the only city that hosts it. Durban will be the second city that hosts it twice. And they will host it in 2016 with 20,000 people. So Convention, like I said, is here to stay. But we need to be very clear. And two things. The policy is approved by our law, but it's absolutely on very strict criteria. And the second thing is, when it's coming to resources, we will have to set up a Convention fund to be a real competition. If we really want to participate in this industry, we have to. And what we get with the Convention policy is to be very strict on how this money will be distributed. Of course, we don't have the money at the moment. We cannot use our budget to fund that. For us as a country to be really on the platform, we need at least a fund of 36 million. Because it's more or less a million that you give to Convention. And Convention is not always financial. Let me just say that as well. There's many more things. It could be that we just fund a opening ceremony and we do nice, a whole, maybe a cultural display. So that is, those are all the stuff that is part of the thing. So it's not physical money that you hand over. It can also be just underwriting. So just because it's so long in advance, you saw that we have already lived until 2017. We don't know what the world's going to look like in 2017. And it's basically just to underwrite that risk and say that if the event is, more or less, if we understand the recovery, then I think we understand it as well. It's just on a much lower level than it is. We're not talking about the FIFA money. Bidding policies, as I say, that we develop sound bidding policies agreed between the Convention Bureau, including our competitiveness in the international market. Meet Africa, Chair, I'm sure as a committee that is involved with this, you will all know about the announcement that Marie did to say that there will be a IBT in Africa. It's the Business Travel Market, Africa, and in Center for Business Foreign Office, Africa, that is in direct competition with Meetings Africa, and it will be hosted here in Cape Town. But we were in discussion to continue, but I just want to say to you, Meetings Africa 2013, we believe that was a great success, and that we really have a lot of dreams and objectives to be met for Meetings Africa 2014. Highlights, we had 147 qualified international buyers. All of those people had to prove that they have business work. So they couldn't have come to Meetings Africa as a hosted buyer and without going through a very stringent process to actually become a hosted buyer. We had 34 African Association buyers because that is where our focus are. We had 14 government buyers that we want to grow much, much more. We had local corporate buyers, 100, and they were from all over the country that went from headquarters that went to Johannesburg. Then, for the first time, IMEX is one of the big international fairs and also owners of IMEX. And they did the IMEX MPI MTI Future Leaders Forum. We had 28 young people that came to that, and the number one that won was Pim now with us in Germany. She participated there. She came first, and for the first time in Africa, we had the leaders forum. So for us, that was a really highlight for us. We had 36 speakers and panelists, and we had 1,188 people. Media, we hosted 150. Host was 21, but we had 115 media that came. Exhibition companies, 237, and exhibitor personnel, 859. What was our improved strategy? We made 2 days instead of 3 days. We implemented the hosted buyer qualification process. We targeted local corporate buyers. And we target African Association buyers. Chair, we believe that that is the way to go. We will, in this financial year, do 2 sales missions into Africa, into regional Africa, because we believe that this is Europe, and I don't want to use that as an example. Vienna is for the past, I don't know, feel forever, but I think it's more or less for 10 years. They are the number one destination in the world. And if you look at their international meeting, you actually see that 80% of those are European associations. So they just rotate on the continent of Europe. And we believe that if we can get our African associations to actually start to rotate between us and Nairobi and, you know, Kenya and Ethiopia, we believe that we actually can shot up in the race and that we can get much more people here. So that for us is a very important change. Just to say that how many, you know, from the producing countries with our supplier, India was top, and then USA and Canada, and China and Poland. What was very interesting, if you take Greeks, they were actually all up, because Poland is 11, but then Russia was more or less 10, I think. So, and as well as Brazil, 9. So it's definitely that also worked in our favor. African National Associations, like I said, we have 54. We invited 300. We sent out 300 invitations. There's quite a process to invite these people, because the first thing they were all say to you, why do you want me to, you know, to come to South Africa? Why do you want me to, you know, bring me? Why do you bring me to South Africa? So just to explain, because the Convention Bureau, there is hardly any of this infrastructure on the continent. And so South Africa is a little bit ahead. But what really excites us is that the rest of the continent is really with meeting with Africa, and we also had people that exhibit 23 African, regional African exhibitors. So for us, it's really growing, and that is why our team is advancing Africa together, and that will be the theme in 2014. Level corporate buyers, we targeted 500, 110 this application, and 99 of them were qualified, and they were from all the big companies. We just put a few names of it so that you can see who we are. In a form of different advertising, like we saw, like I said, 150 media, we had really, and 21 was from abroad, and there were so many advertising and editorial that we actually got out of it. I think one of the big things is that we actually got into mainstream media. Business day, we were in your normal mainstream media. And as you know, we also did the morning live program from Meetings Africa, so that also got a lot of interest for us. Then just for the future, where do we go? We, you know, as a country, like I was saying to you, and I always make a joke with my colleagues in the leisure sector to say to them that, you know, it doesn't actually help to tell people that we have lions and nice big animals. Because what they want to know, what the people that we work with want to know, we have three, do we have a building that they can have a meeting, do we have Wi-Fi? Now those are the kind of questions that they ask us. And so what we then said is that let us go and see how do we position South Africa, and I hope this will excite you as well, because it really excites me. How do we position South Africa as a business link or meeting destination? The clear issue that we went through the country again with it, to all the provinces, we got them all together and we talked about what is the, so there's all kind of tools here that we developed out of it. We developed a big book that we all gonna assign to. We developed, like I said, delicate routing, so marketing material that we all assign to. And these are the issues that we said. We said, customers are interested in Africa, but concerned about cost. They always think it's so far, so they must cost more. And we all know the free value for money. Delivery, they always have the issue. You know, will they be actually able to... I sat the other day on the plane next to someone, two people, a couple, first time that they came to Africa. And we were talking and they were showing me their itinerary. They also go to Botswana, they come to South Africa, they go to Botswana, and they go to Swaziland, and they go to the Big Falls as well. And they say after all of this, so they have a night basically to spend in a day in Johannesburg before they go, and then they will come back to South Africa. And we said, and after all that we go through, itineraries and so excited where they go and what they see in South Africa, they think they want to eat somewhere that day. So I said, no, it's easy, because they say at the airport, I said, just get into the Gauteng, it's 50 minutes, two centers, and it's so many places. You can go and see the statue of Madiba, Mandela, and what. At the end, after all of that, explaining, this woman looked at me and she said, can I use my credit card? In South Africa. And I thought, you know, there's still that perception that we call it level, because people don't have an idea actually what it looks like. I think they see those pictures and they, you know, they're not clear, can we actually deliver? And for our, in our part of the industry, it's extremely important that we can ensure them that we have world-class facilities with world-class services. Security will always be an issue, as you all know. Politics, I just mentioned about Egypt and what happened there because of instability, and of course economic stability. People worry about, if you think that you have to go and plan a meeting in a destination 5 years in advance, you do worry about that country, and will they actually be able that time, you know, what will the economy do, and will we still... So we say, with Africa's rise, of Africa's delivery that has the power to transform and inspire. The world is watching, the idea is exciting, the truth somewhat lacking. So if we talk about how do we position South Africa as a meeting destination, that is where we will focus. The proof. It is, the proof is in the proof in the pudding. Yeah, that's the issue. See, I can't. So then, our key proof points. So everything that we want to put out there is that we cost, so we are a valuable money destination, and we all know that, especially for conferences. If you say to people that you can have a whole dinner with entertainment and everything for 400 rand, that's $40 per person. They do not believe you. They think that you can take them somewhere where there's nothing. You know, it's not going to be good food, it's not going to be good wine. And they still don't believe it until they come to our country and experience it. Reassurance, without having, because many times people will say, yeah, but you're a marketer. So you just want marketing. And so we need to make sure that people really believe that what we are actually selling. Delivery, I do believe that we have one of the most equipped and skilled industries. And therefore, we know that we can. So what we need to do is to show them of all the people actually that already deliver world-class events, or business or association meetings. Security, you all know that we all need to work together to make sure that people, and for me again, our CV, when coming to conferences or meetings, is that there were no interns. If you think of big meetings, you know, we just now have the BRICS, top 17. Nothing happens. Instead, people have such a good time, they just stay on and on and on. Opportunity to leave a lasting impression. I think, I always say that people are South Africa and the continent of Africa has that opportunity to actually do a positive difference and not a negative difference. You know, not the one that is in the air and makes all the pollution. But for us, it's a positive difference. There's so much that people actually can take out of having their meeting. they can never be the same RCS meeting at the outcome of a meeting on the continent, of the soil of the continent. Political and economic stability, that we are, and it's all those two points that we always, when the minister now went with us to the to INEC for the political forum, politicians forum, those are two points that we gave them. We number one economy in, and on the continent, and all those things that we say, how we are actually growing. Those are very important for these people that we talk to. Innovative and advanced nation, I don't think I need to tell you. I'm always amazed about how innovative we are as a country and as a people. And then, of course, the South African people. So if you look at this, you'll see that a lot of that is also related to the brand South Africa and the region. So what is the essence of what we need to position ourselves as? Pioneering, easy Africa and success. So we inspire, drive with Africa, we engage transformative facts, and we convert Chinese now. And there's always, like I always say to my team when we do this, there's always someone else that's just ready to take that bit. It's always a Melbourne or a Sydney or Vancouver or Copenhagen or whoever that is ready to actually take that business from us. So we need to act immediately. So this is the New South African Business Events campaign is on the horizon. Look out for the new campaign showcasing South Africa as a business event destination in Washington. So at meetings at South African ACOCI, Association for the Conference Industry, we will actually be just with that as specifically for these three points, all the campaigns.
Thank you very much for quite an eye-opening presentation. And I don't know whether we have coffee ready outside. It's ready. Okay, let us break and then have coffee for 10 minutes and then come back.
So that at least the data could be in the world, so that they don't have a seat, they have the operational seat, and cannot do this better today, but we can find the band. So in the 5 years back, then they can do better. It is not only the cities in the world, it's also in Australia, also in the national case.
Promotional agencies, I'm going to look for me. You don't hear them here.
I agree.
Which one could publish it? Ah, come on.
So, you can try it and be that you are with you, but in a way, opportunity for some time. Like they're doing with the E and have put their hands and say, I never put a whole of option B. For ailing, this is society, we have this in 2014. When I got in, I was going to run with the rest of it. So they did the same, and then they said, no, I can't do this, because I have the name. If you say to them, okay, we can assist you with events, you get events, so you have to pay. Because then they respond. Then, also, I think that's okay. Accommodation will pay, openness, and say, maybe also phones or some problems. Or, maybe time to bring you low. Now, you don't have the time in terms of.
Yeah.
But the mind is dead, it's yes.
And the one that came out of
the home.
Thank you.
Kuzama kama wabelu wote ni chini. And then you wake up at 9 o'clock you'll be in the meeting. And then now the press will have a field day. A lot of us will be asleep at about 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock, they say, hey, these people sleep. Okay, 1 minute. And now it will be time to for members to ask questions based on presentation and other responsibilities of them of the entity. Mr. Farai. Oh, Mama, one second.
Thank you,
Captain.
The domestic government sector, started alluding to training some of the localized events, international events, both domestic ones. As the convention in the state having a unit within the organization that will look at growing and enhancing the national event. The problem is not fully coordinated in South Africa. That the South African National Convention Bureau in this situation, the Department of Sports and Recreation in future to facilitate signing for some sports events. Those are my two questions.
Okay, cooperation with sports. Okay, mom, come here.
The other side.
It's because the other side raised their hand.
Thank you for the presentation. Actually, quite interesting. Now, I noticed that you have, I think, the first ADN for visitation at the Bank. I'm not sure whether it's only last year that we went on the street, but the last week I went on the street. Well, maybe that's what I have. But what I wanted to know is how do we compare with other countries in terms of, you know, the number of nations that we are bringing to Europe? For whatever students you choose, whether it's a year or more than a year, but how do we compare with other countries such as the US, such as Germany? So that we can know whether we are doing well or not. Now, there are these convention bureaus and provincial convention bureaus. In other words, there are the city ones, there are the provincial ones, and there is the national ones. It seems to me, I may be wrong, you are all competing for the same market, the business meeting market without the Africa. In general, the situation of this, if you find that at some point you compete for the same meeting, and if so, how does that affect your own performance? If not, how do you avoid it? You can just clarify me with that. Now, the BECC, the Business Event Coordinating Council, I see they are from the head of the convention. I mean, the BECC, from the other bureau. And my colleague here has just said something about the logic and provinces. And we don't seem to get anything from just in the city. I know it's about business, and business is likely to be located in the city. But is there a way in which some of these events can be used to promote, the domestic tourism and stuff? Yeah, well, my case is more or less similar to this case. I have a question about the challenges now coming to us, South Africans, and society, to make your work, to make your own country more successful. What is it that we need to do, or what is it that we need to do, in other words, what is it that we can do to assist in terms of that, what society can do? We also must promote our part. Can you say something?
political stability, economic stability, those type of things.
Okay.
Is there any other end? No. Okay, over to you. Oh, well,
let's see. My understanding is that they were developed, they were put together to be a board in 12.
Mm.
Okay, so, and I also believe that they work very closely if they are not part of SA Tourism, is that my understanding? We then suggest that SA our entity, they report to SA Tourism.
Yeah, they are an entity of SA Tourism, and SA Tourism is an entity of the Ministry.
So your body comes directly from it. Okay. Now, but having said that, this is a simple one. So without getting into the detail of the question that I was asking the chief assistant, because some of the questions we're asking are actually to the department.
Mm.
From your own experience, from your inception, Do you have in mind, from your own experience, do you have in mind putting together some kind of a module? Because currently, what comes into my own mind is then say, how do we develop our youth and our young people to understand this cultural concept that we are coming up with? Because it is so critical. It is so cutting. It goes to economics, it goes to, as Chairperson just said, the political question stability you spoke about and all those things. Are you then intending in the future to come up with some form of module that then will be talking to that can also educate our young? Module you can also be taken up in university, then it can be taken as fact to capacitate our young. Thank you.
Okay.
I heard that your beauty are basically in Johannesburg, KZN, and in the Western Cape. What is the rationale behind that? And also, then is there a connection between the, those who do not have, who are not having the, those bureaus, those people that are not having the bureaus, those problems?
Are you finished this? Okay, over to you, Ms. Godfrey
Tapo. Okay, I'm going to just try to, and if I miss out something, please just help me. I'm just going to try to do it from the first one. Just to come to the IGI meeting that I was cleared and how do we compare with, you know, in the world. I just need to say that there are many more meetings than the 106 of COVID in our country, because there are government meetings, there are corporate meetings. These meetings that we are talking about is those ones that is specific within that context, like some association. So, you know, like so, I mean, there's so many, sometimes I can't even pronounce some of the English, or I don't know what they mean, nephrology, you know, I don't know that it's Kiki, so I didn't know when I did talk about it. But that, you know, that we, so those ones that I was saying that in the world, they rotate more or less, I would say, international meetings, 6,000, there are 10,000 meetings rotating in the world that we talk, association meetings, okay? And then of those 10,000, I would say 6,000 of those are ones that can rotate to any part of the world. 4,000 of those will be either only rotating in America because it's American Association, African Association. We have 776 African Associations.
776?
Yeah, African Associations. So, and if we could get them to rotate, you know, we will actually have a lot more meetings. But the ones that are, for, and sometimes it's very difficult because we use ICA as our measure, the International Conference and Convention Association. Their criteria is three things. the meeting has to have 30 international delegates, only 50. So you can imagine, I always say in Europe I can go by bicycle from one country to another country, so 50 international delegates. That's why I take to at least 3 countries, also again very easy, Netherlands, Germany, Belgium, you know, I mean it's like just around the corner from each other, and it has to be 3 days at least. So that criteria, in that criteria, we hosted in 2012 our 106. And that makes us to be ranked number 35 in the world. The number one destination in the world is Germany, and they host more or less, also bread, 600 meetings a year.
600.
So you can see that, but it's because of that, because their association fraternity, their industry is very well developed. And all those headquarters that in Europe, you remember I said all the headquarters that are in Europe, the headquarters association. So that is, I think we fare quite well. If you think that we are number 35 in the world, number one in Africa, and the Middle East, not even Dubai, or Abu Dhabi, or any one of those, UAE can actually win us at the moment. But they are very close because they put in a lot of money here. But we are still in Africa, we're quite far ahead. We are over 300 and something meetings, like I said, we host a third of those in our country. And then you find Kenya, number two. You know, always it was Egypt, now it's Kenya. And they host, I think last year Kenya hosted in 60 something. So it's quite a difference. So that is how we compare. China is number 5 in the world, in spite of the difficulties to have meetings there. It's the same in Africa. People still want to go there. And I did say that you will not only have, they can see it, until the novelty way off, people won't go there anymore because it's just too difficult. So we must make it easier for people to come to us. I hope I answered that one. Then the second one is the no duplication, you know, is there duplications with the city if we all go after the same. I think there's two things that I need to say here. The first one, remember I talked about the customer relations management. It's basically a system where you put in a lead in the system and the lead will then be distributed to different places that can bid for it. It is true, but as the world we go after the same lead. Not just in South Africa. But what we did in South Africa is the coordinating, the business events coordinating council that I said all the cities and the provinces sit around the table. That is where you will say, for instance, and I forgot actually I want to use a real example, ACE again. ACE put in the bid and they got shortlisted. The three cities that were shortlisted were Istanbul, Durban and London. And then they went behind Jervis back to Cape Town and say Cape Town must also put a bid. And immediately, because of our, and we just call ourselves a council, it's no formal, please, it's not a government thing. Mm. It's just exactly a committee, you know, we sit as a committee. All of us, so all the head of the different convention bureaus or business events, you know. And it's like the marketing committee of the leisure people. And so what we did was immediately Durban called us and we then called a meeting between Cape Town and Durban and ourselves and we actually put it on the table to say that and it was clearly on a, like I already said, a business case where we said that the place for us as a country to host AIDS Society 2060 is in Durban. And Cape Town agreed to that after we spoke about everything and everyone put their issues on the table and then I wrote them to the society and I said to them, you either have this meeting in Durban, so it's the second time that I said that to them, you either have this meeting in Durban or you don't have it in our country. But we cannot be told according to our, because we are a government institution and we can't not be in line with government. And so you can't come from Geneva in Switzerland and tell us in our country what we must do. Because they couldn't believe that for them, they wanted us as a country to go internationally and compete against each other. And I always use this thing. Imagine we do that with Olympics. Who is FIFA? Just imagine. Olympics is actually a better example because Olympics is also a city that has to build. Imagine we go and on the international stage, Durban and Joe the Britain 80 to us called the Olympics. I mean, it's really a disaster. And there's no difference for this industry. So, yes, we do have, but we try to, at home, one, to eliminate this competition and have co-opetition so people will support each other. What I did, what we also did in our strategy, is that we actually put, and I have a slide here that I maybe can just show you. This is what we did. We did a, we took the country and all the provinces, and we go after certain things for certain provinces that they are very strict. Let me just put it again here, sorry. See, I just want to, yeah. This is what we did. We went and we said, what is South Africa's market strategy? Which businesses are strong? Which align to our economic development in our country? And what we did for each province, we then went and we identified certain key industries. Because convention is much easier. Like for instance, I made an example of HKA before. If you think of the space, everything must actually go into that region now. And it is actually happening. Where people have a smaller meeting, actually in that region. So it's not true that all meetings are actually in Cape Town, Johannesburg and Durban. I already said in the presentation that Stellenbosch is now number 7 in the world, in Africa. We had meetings in Kimberley, we had meetings in East London, we had meetings in Port Elizabeth, Grahamstown had also meetings. So if we were very close with universities, they actually had those kind of meetings. So like I said, there's quite a few government meetings, and that doesn't count for the test. They don't count for ECA. But we still tracking. That's why we do the research, because we actually can see. But to help our provinces to not compete too much and rather support each other, this is what we did. So that we can look at key industries. We were very delighted to support the Department of Minerals to actually host the Kimberley Process meeting, 400 international delegates, and just now in the beginning of June, they hosted their meeting in Kimberley. And their big meeting, 900 will also come. Okay. So I hope I talked about it. Then, what can government...
Excuse me, are we having that map here?
No. So this is just part of the strategy. Okay. I can send you an update.
Okay.
So we can actually, I can include it. If I can send you
the yeah, I think it can assist as yes. Well.
What is on this point? Can you also emphasize how they avoid the competition between the province and the metro?
Yeah. I think she's coming there because she'll be answering the geographic spread question later.
I can actually hear you. Yeah. So, maybe Jay is a good place to actually then answer. I think what is important here, if you look at, this is the coordinating council of committee, as we call it. And this is the strategy, so the participation and then the activity. So for us, I actually didn't mention them all year, but I will quickly go again. You have Cape Town and Western Cape Convention Bureau. So they look after the city and the province as a convention bureau. You have Durban and KwaZulu-Natal. Forget about the tourism authority, because remember, just as we are sitting in South African tourism, these people are also sitting in their tourism authority. But the only thing is that they focus specifically on bringing business in there. So that's what, remember, an incentive is where a group travels from a company and they got all the 800 salespeople, and it's normally salespeople. And then they give them a holiday, you all know. Then they go on a very luxurious holiday. Now, those people spend quite a lot of money. And they are part of our country that specifically focus on that. Where we say, don't worry about now having meetings and international association meetings. Focus on those groups. Mpumalanga, it's a very well established and equipped province to actually host intensive. Because it's group travel, you do group activities, and to do tea molding, for instance. And they have all that facility. Because conferences and conventions, there are certain infrastructure that you need. And people are not interested to go to places where they know it's not going to be easy to do it. Remember what I said with our brand. It's already difficult to convince them that they can do it in Africa. If you now come and you say to them, no, but you're going to have to do it, you're going to have to put up a tent and a what and a what. So that is why that map is actually helping us to focus on specific, for the geographical strength, to focus on specific smaller meetings that we actually can bring there. And then I must say, there are areas in our country that host government meetings where we assist them, whether it is actually African, regional Africa. All these, for instance, there's just one that we now work with in Port Elizabeth, where they bring all the auditors of the different governments in on the continent together. They will be 300 people. All the auditors, they come together and they actually have the conference in Port Elizabeth. So for us, how do we work together? Is there any tension between provincial and metal? There's no tender because they work together. Gauteng is a very good example. Because Gauteng has a provincial tourism and a provincial convention bureau, but they also have Swati Convention Bureau, they have Johannesburg Convention Bureau. I just met with Ikuleleni last week because they also want to do a convention bureau. Now, the thing here is that actually all that it is, remember I said we win as one, all that it is, you have three layers of support, and that makes a bit so much stronger. Because someone that sits in Geneva and has to decide they bring their meeting, if they hear there's national support, that's very important for them, there's provincial support and there's city support. So many times the three layers actually work together. When we do a bit, we all come together and we work together. So it's a matter of, and I think Jay, you asked in the beginning, do they also chip in money? Yes, they do, in that fashion. Maybe as the National Convention Bureau, we give a little bit more because we have more resources, but they definitely give certain level of services in all three tiers of government. So there's no tension between provincial. It's not like, I must say, it's definitely not like, and that is why coordinating council is so important, because it's not like your leisure fraternity, where the Cape Town tourism and the Western Cape tourism or West Grow, and they, you know, not working really close. We cannot, because I always remember, right in the beginning, when we were set up, I said, as a national convention, you know, if we have to do a bit, where will we do it? In space. You have to drill down into a province. And then you have to drill down into a city, because you need to venue. So we, that is the three layers. For us, for the work that we do is that it is really cutting across all three of the tiers of government. Then the budget for the youth development, I think one of the first things that we did was to, like I was saying, IMEC, the international show that came to South Africa, and for the first time we had a Future Leaders Forum, and where we identify with the association of lecturers, that they all the universities are part, and we actually identify those students through the university. So we work very close with the university. We always we also go and have guest lecturers. We go and lecture at guest lectures at the university. I think one of the, and it is definitely for us a very important that we get people excited about this event and not just leisure, because I always say students that do hospitality or tourism courses always think they must go and work at, you know, in a hotel or in a restaurant. They never think that I can work actually at a convention center or I can work at a professional conference organizer. And that is why at Meetings Africa we have that program where we actually accommodated 25. We flew them all here to Joburg, the ones that were not from Joburg, from all the different universities. They were from every university, of every region. There were people, students. And so we will give up, but we believe that we need to work very close with SAFI, the South African Association for the Conference Industry, because they are our, like I said, FEDASA or SAFSA, so they are our industry association. And they, so we also link up with them when we facilitate the concert, we always make sure that there are students, at least 50 students that attend the concert with us, so that we can build that interest and keep that interest specifically. There are horses now that focus a little bit more, but if you go into places, for instance, like Australia, they have a full on. You walk up and you can actually go in and work in a professional conference organizer. With us, it's still not totally there, but we definitely work towards that in years to keep definitely out there. Then we have the question about forced tourism. You know, that is not really, I think when we, in the beginning, when the Convention Bureau was established, as you know, in South African tourism, there was an event unit as well. And that is not, when we did the research, it was, in the outcome of that research actually showed that if you want to call it a convention and event bureau, you need for events a lot of money to develop it. And I don't think as a country, Chair and Committee, that we were ready for that. Because if it's sporting, you will always find, and I have a little bit of experience in this, because I was part of developing the strategy for events in Cape Town and Western Cape. And it is so different to what we are doing. It is totally different. The financial part is different. And if we try to do the two things together, maybe not one of them would actually be successful. So for the decision then by the board and by the department was taken that we only can have a convention. And the arts and culture, because that is lifestyle, is actually an arts and culture as well. And sport, department of sport, need to really go and see what is the kind of, as an event strategy, our country actually needs an event strategy. That is the bottom line. And for us, no, we are not in very important. Always a 15 name, of course. If people ask us, we worked with the people that, and I mean, this is, I don't know if it's sport or culture, but the chess game and choir game. We worked with the department to actually assist in that list. But it was more about making sure that the right information is there, because that is something that we do. I always use when I meet professors and doctors and professional people, even government, you know, when they're scared to go and put their hand up and say this, I always use the skip ad that says that we do laundry and you do life. Now I always say we do building and you do life, you know. So what we do is to assist them, to actually make sure that the brand is correct, the information is correct. So in the bid process, but to bid for or to go after certain events is not something that we look after. I don't know if that answers it.
So you said you work together.
Yeah.
Okay, but do you plan to be closer in future? As it is clear that you have a common purpose.
Yeah. I think what is important, Chase, that like I said, I think there's you need the event strategy. You know? I think that is the important thing. Like we have a conventional strategy or meeting strategy. I think it's important to know what is the kind of event that you want to go after. You know that it's, if I may say, it is really like a political minefield if you go to events. But does it play a role to profile your country? Absolutely. I mean, we cannot, for that, we cannot go and sit in the corner and say South Africa will not. And as you know, we have the jazz festivals, we have sporting festivals, we have lifestyle festivals that actually attract so many people, you know, and then they are here. So what can I just say, from a South African tourism perspective, we do have the domestic unit, as you know, now a full-fledged country manager, Debita Munt, and the good unit, she was also responsible here in Cape Town for events. So what they do is basically to identify events that can go with the brand and where they can actually support to attract people. Like for instance, when we do the jazz festival, we will make sure that we actually bring some media, some people, that tourism people, like say tour operators that actually can sell that on a stage. So from a domestic perspective and from that brand perspective, these are the events are used, but we don't develop events.
Excuse me. our content advisor would like to get some information.
Thanks, Chair. So I think on the issue of the event strategy, I think the committee has to acknowledge that it's not a matter of we don't need this, but it's mainly a matter of finances. I think we need to agree on something so that we can take this measure forward, because there is a serious gap there. Because SAT cannot do it, then who will do it? Because if then the committee agrees here that this needs to be housed within sports and recreation, then they must be undertaken by the committee to then engage the committee on sports and recreation. Because it leaves a gap with sport tourism, and we can't deny that. And there must be a serious undertaking by the committee to say, how do we deal with that? Because there is a tourism aspect, a very huge tourism aspect in this sports event. But as the responses we are getting now, it then leaves a gap there as to what we do. So I would then maybe request the committee to give a guidance there, because if so, then we need to engage the committee on sports and recreation.
No, thanks, Dr. Kuzwa. I think that that question cannot be answered by the Convention Bureau, but it is the task of the locating it is not the task of the Convention Bureau. But it is the question as to where to locate it, I think, has to be asked by the Tourism Committee, particularly because it falls within the mega events or events tourism, which could be sports, could be cultural events and so forth. They have explained why they located themselves within the ambit of conventions, meetings, and so forth. But it doesn't mean that engaging further, they could not improve. But it is the duty of the policy maker then to suggest where it should belong. Continue.
Then the domestic strategy. You know, to actually look at, I think I did speak a little bit about it. What we did, because I was saying the other day to when they presented the new business plan for the next week, and I was part of it, that what is very important is that for your local convention bureau, city or provincial, domestic conventions or domestic meetings are very important, and where it really becomes part of what we think the domestic strategy is when people, for instance, and I'll use a real example, I think if the Nurses Association, when they have their meeting, just recently in Durban, there's something like 4,000 of them that go to the meeting. Now, if they can actually keep those people there for longer than just the meeting. So for us, it's really to help them to market where they can exchange the site, or they can bring some of it. So what we say to domestic is that think of actually putting packages, when you think of the packages, also think of where there are conventions or meetings, that you actually put a package, just like we do for the international. Remember I gave the statistic of 40% of people coming to our country with a company person and stay longer. This is exactly the same strategy that we have to actually make them to stay longer and have more space. But those are, you will not bid if I could bid, you know. That would be the cities against each other, because it's not that kind of money that you talk about like a normal international bid. Normally, and I can take our own association that we belong to, so they look at every year in a different location. This year we go to Port Elizabeth. And Nelson Mandela, by tourism, actually their convention bureau with the tourism authority actually put the package for us together. So our conference starts on the Sunday, and they gave us a 2-day, if you want to, a 2-day package that you can buy for very cheap, and we can actually have a weekend in Portland, or in the region, not even in Portland, but all over. And there's different options and so on the website you can go, you can click. But before you a concert delegate, you can get a prize. I hope that answers the community.
Thank you. Okay, I'll be coming to you correct angle. I think as a committee we've then got to pose the question whether the minister has a strategy to plan for events as well beyond the convention, like sports, like chess and so forth, because he is the policy maker. And then coming from that, they can then decide, together with other ministers like arts and culture and sports, how then to plan forward, taking into account the issue of tests and so forth. But I think the correct person to address that would be the Minister of Tourism. Over to you.
Is a very critical thing with the convention fund, because I think most of the people they rely on that in terms of your bidding fund kind of yeah. The clarity that I think there is how is that proposed, and who will be contributing to that subvention fund? I understand some of it is in kind kind of, but I'm looking at the monetary one, because with all the three layers of government, I think that is all your public money, be it a provincial, national, or local government. Is the private sector coming on board in terms of that? If not, maybe is there a way of involving them? And also the nature of the fund, because for me it will be like a slash fund of some kind. So that because you have PFMA issues in terms of reporting and so on, that fund rotate, means can it go to the next financial year and so on? I mean, in terms of where then it needs to be located, is it better located within the National Convention Bureau, or maybe with SACI, so that maybe you don't have to deal with issues of PFMA if you have funds that are already there and you have to report in the financial year because you have to retain that fund. Whereas if it is with SACI, for example, it can be an accumulative fund that can be used on year instead of it having to be reported on year. I'm just looking at the technicalities of the fund.
I think what is important is that we just, like I said, our board approved a subvention policy. Part of that policy is that we put exactly how much money we need as a country. We then have a whole criteria system. Yes, it is true with PFMA, so we already, let me just say that as well, the Department of Tourism did a study by a consortium of universities, and the outcome of the study was that South Africa needs a subvention fund. Not all bits that are that need that money, but what it actually just say, it's like I was saying to you, that you have guarantees, security, you know, for people to feel, remember when we looked at the brand issue or the profile issue, that people just know that we can deliver. You know, in 5 years' time, we will still be in South Africa, and there will still be a Collegiate Bureau, and there will still be South Africa Tourism, and we can deliver as a country. So we are in with the department, and we take very much, we have the consultant, the COO, the COO of the department on our board. And one of the things when the board agreed on or signed off the policy is that it has to be in PFMA guidelines. Now, as a country, we will, if there's a whole research that says that we must have it, and then we have PFMA that we can't deliver it. So what we will have to do is look at in the parameters of PFMA, and maybe some other institutions need the answer, but we do believe that we need to look at it from a PFMA perspective and making sure that we can actually report on this, because it's not a matter of people just going to come to us for the money. There is a very strict criteria. There's a waiting criteria as well. So all of that very technical is worked out. What we suggest, what we propose at the moment is one, that the consultation starts now already with, and it already started with the department, with Treasury, on how we can do this, what do they see in future, and we also go with certain rules and regulations, as I said. The other thing that we did say is that the board will have to appoint. You remember I have a committee, a subcommittee, that they actually appoint, the board appoints a committee that can look after this. It will sit, it will go through the process first through the coordinating council or the convention bureau. They must make a case, then to the next level, to us, and then only it will go to committee. So sometimes I think some of those applications won't even go to the first stage. So we see all those things are at the moment, but I must say it's not firm. The only thing that is really there is the policy that we all agree on. That there must be one, a subvention fund, how much it must be, how do we see the mechanism work to actually, but where it will be hosted and how, and already those questions were asked, you know, how do we roll over money? But in the world, everyone is having it. So for us, we need to have some kind of, and like I always say, you know, I think there was a question, how can we be, you know, how can society help and everyone help government? Those are the kind of stuff we, you know, we need to lobby and make sure the country that we stay competitive. Otherwise, we won't. I hope I answered.
Okay. No, thank you very much for your answers. Unfortunately, our time is not unlimited. We have looked at the change, we've got whether it's change, we've looked at resources, we've looked at your mandate, we've looked at capacities, we have looked at results, we have looked at future targets and shortcomings, and we have looked at the funding, and we have looked at the competition and cooperation. We've looked at the geographic spread. We have looked at city-based bids. We have looked at sports bids and events. And there we agreed that that has to go to the minister as events, and then how best to do that, as that is a policy issue. On the subvention fund, we have agreed that it should go on, but the question would be how, together with together we can do it, particularly with treasury on board. And it cannot simply be an item on the budget. It has got to be something more than that. So I think most of the questions have been addressed. Issue of events, turning localized events into national events, boosting domestic tourism, and the convention bureaus of the different cities and provinces working together, is it BECC, it's working together, and then the differentiation of roles between provinces taking on-site events, and the others having a different role. I think we have addressed all we intended to. And thank you very much, Ms. Otse Kapo. We shall be taking on process via questions, statements, motions, and other aspects of Parliament. But for purposes of this hearing, I think the responses are enough for us then to do our work. That is oversight. So thank you very much, Ms. Otse Kapo.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. And I think our industry, our sector of the industry, really appreciate that we, as the business events or the light industry, get a hearing at the portfolio committee. You know, it didn't happen before. And so for the people outside, the society, I think it's really important. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I mean, the value you add is important for the country, and the job you are doing is of benefit to us all, and thank you very much. Then let us go to the minutes that we deferred last week, and we had agreed last week that it is going to be consideration and adoption. And if there were amendments, then we're going to look at those amendments. Okay. So we start with the minutes for the 5th of March, 2013, where we looked at the review of public submissions on the tourism bill, consideration of the revised program of the bill, and consideration of minutes, and then there was closure. I do not know whether that is the minute of Tuesday, the 5th of March 2013. Page 5th March, 5, yes. Page 1. Attendance. Page 2. Page 3. page 4. Page 5. Page 6. To 1960, you remember those maize, mast and coot that we dealt with for a long time. So finally they have been expressed the way you want to express them. 7, page 7. Page 8. So these minutes are very important because they are a record of a district, a bill that is still at the provinces. And those of you who like to watch TV must have seen Gauteng deliberating on Saturday about this bill. It was still at Gauteng because it has not come back to us, but they showed it on TV. They showed some of it on TV. They were responding to the tourism bill. But we do not know when we are going to finalize, when it is going to come back, and what changes NCOP is going to make. But it remains important for purposes of record. They may repeat some of the things that are here on record. So is there any mover? Farai, Mama Ojoome, seconded. Then, the minutes of the 8th of May, 2013. Oh, the 23rd of May. Sorry, for the 16th. Okay. 16th and then 18th. 23. Oh. Then, I don't have the minute. I left them on my desk. The minute of the 30th. No, I got this. Then the minute of the 16th of April. There was a briefing by the Financial and Fiscal Commission on the budget and strategic plan of the NTT. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Any mover? The Soma move. Seconder? Any seconder? Pom Mukwanya. Thank you. Then briefing by the South African Tourism Strategic Plan, Annual Performance Plan and Budget. That is FET. It is a meeting that was held on the 23rd of April 2013. Page 1, attendance. Page 2. Page 3. Page page 4. The National Correction Bureau then said a total of 87 bids have been secured for South Africa over the period of 2013 to 2017. Does it tell you with what we had today? right, page 4, page 5. Page 6. Okay. Mr. Farai? Move. Any seconder? Maluleke. Okay, I think there's an issue to take up there. There was the issue of the airlift strategy that we discussed with that, and that airlift strategy also arose in the Indaba. And so we've got to flag that issue and then see how to take it further. It's quite a serious issue in as far as tourism is concerned, and it was raised here, and we've got to see progress sometimes next semester or later thereafter. Or ask a question in Parliament.
I think, I can't recall which mayor, but one of the members has raised that question. There is a response by the minister on that issue. And the response is to the effect that it is a mandate of the Department of Transport and they only participate there, which I think really still raises some concern, because as that response, what the chairperson is saying is like, it's a done deal. We leave the matter of airlift to the Department of Transport, because it says, as a department, we do participate, because there's a forum that the Department of Transport has created where our DG is said to be participating. So if that is the response and it ends there, I think there is an issue. Maybe the static level or somehow, I don't know, is a matter that needs to be taken up, because for me, it leaves a gap, because as much as the money is for transport, but for tourism, there are serious issues, even with some bilaterals that have been signed, and that needs to be signed by other countries and so on. I'm saying if the chairperson says it needs to be it has already been taken up, and there is a response to that effect, yes, but I'm not sure if I'm saying if that response is adequate for members.
Yeah, I asked that question, but I was not aware that there was a response already. So there's something wrong with the parliamentary communication system.
I think it's quite correct, but I don't think it's just
a
full issue of the committee.
Of course, for
the committee. Yeah, for the committee. I'm saying this because in Indaba, we did also raise the matter whereby we made a strong proposal that there must be this inner action between the departments together with them. So we were then, because they ended up now taking it back to us. Recall. They are solely dependent on us to begin to do that thing, to get and come together. So it then resides to then say, from here on, if you are proposing and how do we take it forward, based on the question and the response that has come up. So that after looking into it, then she says, probably in our next meeting, then look into that and the response
that
has come up. That would be my proposal. So
then,
how do we take the matter forward?
No, thank you very much. I think it still is the need to take it forward. And then also one of the ways would be to add it to that, to talk to the chairperson of transport, and then around that response, so that they can take it further. And then because you remember when we discussed before that the tourism also needs political integration at policy level, from different departments, from different spheres of government and so forth. So it will be in line with that. Thanks. Then, minutes of the 8th of May, 30th of April. I had to erase them.
We are done with
30th. Okay. Oh, I beg you that. 8th of May. I'm sorry for that. Here we are dealing with the issue on budget for vote 35. That was held on Wednesday, the 8th of March, at 38th of May 2013, at the committee room G26, ground floor, New Wing. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3, Mam Jove. Page 4, yeah, Mama. Just open your mic, Mama. 2.2.5. I'm not quite sure what. Page 2. Huh? Page 4. Page 4. 2.2.5. Yes. 2.2.5. Are we on the same minute,
Mom? 8 of May.
No, we are done with that. I did not have
no.
On my team. No.
No.
I think I'm arranging that. Okay. Let us then start from the beginning. Can someone tell me where Mama Uzgalala is? She has been giving apologies and so forth because she's a usual. She attends almost every meeting. So now, is she not sick? She's okay. Yeah, Mama. Where are you passing?
But I can last here again.
Okay. I prefer she has other commitments in her party. No, I just wanted to know. Sometimes we don't know here in Parliament. Umuntu can be sick for months. You are not aware, and then they start believing that you don't care about them. Can't be. You just did not know.
I didn't receive an apology, sir, but for the meeting of last week, we did receive an apology. I'm not sure what happened today. Maybe because by the time I left the office, it was still not there.
Okay. Let us then have the 30th of April. And you see, attendance, and then page 2, page 3. Page 4. Yes, Mama.
I'm going to take 4
of the 2.2.5. And I see
I think the question was from the Shah about what does the department do about those who break the law?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the essence of his question. What was the department doing about those who are
breaking
the law? I'm saying the question was asked by Honorable Shah. The essence of his question was what was the department doing about those forest guys who were breaking the law? Like those companies who use unregistered guides and so on.
Perhaps we've got to use who rather than which tourist guide to.
Illegal one.
Yeah, illegal.
Illegal
one.
Illegal
one. Well, as long as it gets passive, if it is an improvement, illegal to who were doing the job illegally. Mm.
I think it is conveying the meaning itself, because I have no problem. I doubt that the problem myself, mm-hmm. because I have forgotten what the person was.
Okay.
I think it was issues that were raised, were raised by the committee. Mm. And then if you look at 235, I think there should be a response to that one. 325. Page 4, then page 5, the response to that question is unannounced inspections, and then they could be fined up to 8,000. So that makes that one even clearer. Page 5. Page 6. Right. Mama, look at leg. Adoption in a second, Mr. Farai. Yes. Then, consideration of draft committee report. Alright, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, any proposal? Mamun Jome. Seconded Pam Mufanya. That's it for the minutes of the 8th of May. So how many minutes are pending now?
For
the 11 and today's one. So, next quarter. Yeah. So, this is our last portfolio committee meeting of the second quarter. And on Friday, we shall all be breaking for constituency work and a break to some. Then, then we shall be coming back, and then first we shall be having a few meetings next time, but we shall be starting with 34.
Professor.
Oh, Professor. Okay. Are you having a time to with us, Erica? A recap? Which meetings were? And then the amendments. Or are you going to circulate them to all members?
No, I will do that, because the healthcare has sent all the persons some notes, so we have to take into account some
of the things. Okay. Oh, are you having those notes?
Okay,
but they start with you. Okay. No. Thank you very much. We shall be circulating information as soon as possible. But it will be studied first, and then around the issue of the Western Cape, Cherry, we have resolved that, but just explain it in today.
The meeting of the committee suggested that when we do the program for the head camp, we should also be sensitive to the program of the political parties. We have looked into that, and even the correspondence from the House chairperson to all chairpersons, he also raised that matter as well. And then the second issue was also the issue of the Western Cape, which has been whether do we go to KZN or do we go to Western Cape or do we start with Western Cape and all of that, or Free State. Then we in the next 10, the Parliament has almost given committees about 3 full weeks for committees of Parliament to do provincial oversight. So what we have decided is that we will just allocate a week to each province. The Western Cape, Mamakasi, will be taken care of. Thank you.
But have the provinces all agreed the arrangement? Because sometimes you find that they cancel last minute.
What we want now is just for the House Chairperson just to approve the programs, and then we can immediately activate our implementation plan.
Okay. So everything is virtually ready. Mr. Ben?
No, I didn't want to. We spoke about the Ellis. Mm. I don't recall. I'm getting older.
Mm.
My birthday is on the
24th.
I don't recall that of September 23rd.
No, we did that. Okay. We did that.
Okay. So it's my age now.
Okay. Oh, you are half the age of Mama Jove, and yet you forget. So let us then. But let me thank each and every member for your cooperation and your participation, which has been active and very positive. Thanks, and then we shall be meeting then at the study tour.
Thank you.
No, we don't expect you to be thanked. Okay. You should stop them, you get them.
Thank you.